Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Brian Hogevane joins us right now, the cash man. And as we say in the commercial I get to read for you, it's a modern-day gold rush.
Absolutely.
In Westmont.
It is. It's been unbelievable.
Keeps up? No, it's been still steady.
Not letting down.
It's because I keep on reminding people to check it out before they throw it out.
Absolutely. You know, it's just amazing that, you know, you go through people like digging through their stuff, going through things. They're finding the little bits of brokenness, a little, you know, one earring here, one earring there. You know what? I'm never going to wear this necklace again. Bringing it in. I just literally had this again today.
Yeah, because I've been telling you.
$2,700 later.
Whoa.
And she's like, and the lady was literally like, I thought it was going to be like $500.
WGN radio listener?
It was.
Absolutely. That's what we do. I said that a couple times. I talked about the lady that brought in all the costume jewelry.
Yeah.
A box of it. She was just checking it out before she threw it out.
Absolutely.
Thought she'd get nothing. She walked away with a couple grand or something along those lines. It's unreal. I mean, really, people, if you have something, I feel like, look, you never know where the market's going to go. We're not going to prognosticate whether gold's going to go up or down. And I think that even if you use it as an investment vehicle, it's still a great investment vehicle
Absolutely.
For the future.
But the thing is, with that type of material that they have, the broken jewelry, this, that, the other, the stuff they're not wearing, the time is now.
Mm-hmm.
The time is now to bring it in and cash out on it. I mean, there's like the one lady's like, oh my gosh, you just got me a new washer and dryer. Mine literally just broke. You know, 2 weeks ago, I've been having to go to a laundromat because I'm going to go right now over to Home Depot and get a new washer and dryer. I mean, I've heard that scenario.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Like, immediately. I mean, we hear that scenario several times a month, you mm-hmm. know, where something, you know, broke or I needed a new this or needed a new that. And it just helped them out, which I feel good about.
That's great. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. People can text in their questions about the gold, the coins, the watches. A lot of people have watches that they haven't worn in 10 or 15 years.
Absolutely.
They may forgot that they've had them, or maybe they're waiting for the right time, and that's hard to time out, too, with certain watches, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the desirability for certain watches, you know, come and go, just like the market, like the stock market, et cetera. But it is still, if you're not wearing it, and especially if you happen to have your original box and paperwork with it, bring it in. You know, we love Rolex, Omega, Breitling, Panerai. We do buy all those watches. We also sell them, too.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, our watchmaker, Felipe, is back in office. So
hey, Felipe's back.
Yeah, he's back.
And do you also repair jewelry there, too, right?
Yes, we do. And in fact, we repair on-site. Nothing actually leaves our store. Actually, all the repairs are done right there. While you know, just drop it off and you just pick it up.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Call right now. Text right now. Is it a piece of sports memorabilia you have? You've always wondered if it might be worth something. Something quirky. We've had questions about old phones or old electronics. Oftentimes, the answer is no. But as I reminded people yesterday, Brian, when I was reading through your thing, I said, you are just someone who... Just bring it in. You're not wasting, a listener is not wasting their time. If they bring you something, you look at it and you go, that's not really an item for me, or maybe it's $5 or $10, and they take it or they don't take it. It's not a waste of your time. You're fine to talk through that.
Absolutely never. Never is it a waste of our time. We are, because what happens, John, is more times than not, we're finding something we can buy.
Mm-hmm.
We're finding something we can pay them money for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then just turning them down and telling them, oh, no, sorry, we don't buy this, we don't buy that. We hear that from, you know, where people have mentioned that about other places, but we look at everything, we do what we can, and we offer what we can for you. We're happy to help.
I bet there's conversations sometimes where they bring you a couple things, you know, maybe it's not what they thought it would be, and then they say to you, oh, you know what else I have at home? I have this thing or that thing. And you say, bring that in.
Absolutely.
And they come back a couple days later, and boom.
You know, we had a lovely couple that came in today, a WGN listener, who had a Neil Armstrong autograph.
Whoa.
Yes. And apparently the story goes is the gentleman only had his son's baby picture and had the back of it signed by Neil Armstrong. I thought that's such a neat item.
That's a
story. But, you know, that type of item is perfect to, you know, get it authenticated. I can't ever urge it enough. Get stuff authenticated, but give that to your son. That is just a Beautiful story.
I love
beautiful
that. Story. I love that. All right, we're starting to get some texts in, too. Please call us, too, 312-981-7200. You can also call or text Brian the Cashman, 630-969-9600, or stop in the store at 16 West Ogden in Westmont. Brian the Cashman with us here right now. So that's a long way of saying Westmont. The store is dry right now, Brian the Cashman.
Good.
Downers, Westmont, we're clear for right now.
All right, good. You Thank you.
312-981-7200, our phone number to text on in. We got a picture from the 309 of a quirky little polygon of a watch. Bigger on the right-hand side, smaller on the left-hand side. Wanted to know if it's worth anything. And they have to run into a meeting, so we ought to text him if it's worth anything. Are we going to be texting this guy back?
Sure, we can. I mean,
What is it?
So it's an Arnett, looks like it's an Arnett watch. It's, you know, it's a Japanese movement. It's relatively, in the secondary market, inexpensive watch.
Okay.
So this is a good, you know, indicator. The movement's Japanese. So generally speaking, the value isn't as much there in an off-brand. Like if you had a Grand Seiko, you know, or you had a, you know, one of the really nice Citizen ones that are definitely made in Japan, those do have some value. Something like this is very relatively inexpensive in the secondary market. But, you know, you want to look for Swiss-made.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find a Swiss-made watch. It has a better potential to have value.
Okay.
608,
I have some cool baseball cards. I got a Henderson, a Boggs. Do I have to have them graded first? How do I do that? Tell us how they do that.
Yeah, well, you don't have to. You don't have to bring them graded to me. I mean, unless you really feel you have some spectacular card, you know, that, oh, this is absolutely perfectly gem mint rookie card of Ricky Henderson, I'm going to send this in, get it graded, and I'm happy to buy that after the grading and based off its grade. Not a problem. But a PSA card, psacard.com, that's generally the website that you could use to send your cards in for grading.
Okay, and they grade it 1 to 10, right?
Yes, they do.
10s are rare. Everyone thinks they got a 10.
Everyone does.
You don't got a 10.
No.
And it may not be because you put it between the spokes or you didn't of your bicycle. It may be just simply how it was printed.
That's correct.
Okay. 630, I was wondering, what does Brian the Cashman do with the items that they purchase? What a good little question there.
It is good. I just put them in the back. We store them all up.
You pay out a bunch of money and let it sit there.
We sell it.
Yep.
We sell it. You know, we move it along.
And you sell it, ideally, and I know this is going to not blow people's mind, but you offer a price knowing that you're going to do the legwork to find the unique buyer for each of those pieces.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you charge that person a little bit more so
of
that
course.
You, for your family, make what's called a profit. That's what makes businesses go.
Absolutely.
That's what capitalism is.
That's how I'm here today.
Yes, I don't mean to like blow people's mind that, yes, you might sell it for more than you bought it for. Not always. I'm sure there's times that it hasn't worked out that well.
Sometimes it doesn't.
Right, but that is what he does. And what his service is that you get to bring everything to him, and he figures out what to do with all your stuff, right?
That's absolutely.
I think most people get in there totally cool with that.
They understand. Everyone's got to make money. That's how you stay in business.
Exactly.
Period.
My husband has a couple of, this is from the 847, couple hundred starting lineup figures. What are starting lineup figures?
They're the sports action figures.
Okay.
So sports people, Michael Jordan, Walter Payton, etc.
Can you move them or are they stagnant?
Most of them were really stagnant. You might be able to swivel a head or swivel an arm, and they were usually like in a position, like maybe, you know, Jordan doing a layup or something like that, or, you know, shooting.
Gambling at the casino.
Well, that's a rare limited edition one. Those are worth a fortune.
Yeah.
But, you know, and there is some interest. The cards that they are on have to be absolutely crispy minty with no stickers.
Is that the official term for that? Crispy minty?
Crispy minty, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'll be happy to take a look at them. They really do vary widely in value.
Okay. From a couple pennies to hundreds? A
couple dollars. And very low hundreds.
Okay. Not thousands.
They're,
okay.
You know.
815, what are old nickels worth? I have some 1940s nickels and other years. Some have the letter D on the right side of the building. D on the right side of the building. Is that where that D should be?
It should. It indicates that it was minted in Denver.
Right.
The 1940s nickels that you want to look for are the ones that have a giant mint mark above the reverse of the Jefferson Memorial Dome.
Okay.
Those contain silver and will definitely have value. Now, some of the early 40s ones that do not have silver may have value, but they generally have to be uncirculated Also, just throw it out there, if you have the 1950D nickel uncirculated, it's worth just a couple bucks as well.
What do you mean, like just a couple?
$3 to $10
a piece. Oh, I thought you were being sarcastic.
No,
like something like
1950D. It has to be uncirculated. You know, it just, think about it. You're turning 5 cents. Mm-hmm. You're turning a nickel into $5.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's, okay, there we go. Let's go to Connie on line one. Hi, Connie. How are you?
Hi, Brian. I am so thrilled to be able to talk to you. In 2022, my husband was very ill at Good Sam Hospital in Downers Grove, which you must be familiar with.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Well, I came in with this watch that he had been wearing for like 16 years that I bought him. Not an expensive watch. And, you know, I think it was you that looked at it. And then the you took it in back to the guy and came back and said, you know, it's broke. I don't think we can get it going. And I didn't almost start crying, but I was, you know, pretty emotional. And you said, wait a minute. And you went back, talked to the guy, and he said, and you said to me, can you wait a bit? The guy comes out, the guy that fixes watches, and he had it running.
Wow. That's
and
Felipe.
He said, and I said, oh, my God, thank you. And then I went to pay with the charge, and I believe it was you that said, well, you know, do you have cash? I said, I have no cash. I've just been going back and forth to the hospital. You said, well, just come back with it. I said, you're going to let me leave. Can I leave with, you're going to let me leave with the watch? And you said, take it, come back with the $10 when you have it. And of course, I came back the next day with a thank you note for your, I can't believe I'm talking to you. But I came back with the $10 and a thank you note, and it's phenomenal. You don't hear companies doing things like that or stores doing that. And every time I hear you on the radio, I think about what you had done for me. And it meant so. He wore that until he passed away a year later.
Oh, God. I'm sorry to hear about that.
Definitely. But, definitely. I'm honored to help you.
I'm glad
I mean
you
that.
Called
we're,
in.
We are so happy to help you. I mean that. We really do try our best all the time
to
help people.
I didn't think I would get through. When she answered, I almost passed out. I'm going to therapy right now. But thank you so much. I have a couple things I'm going to bring in. But I'm so glad I got to thank you on the radio so people know the kind of company they're dealing with. This is a real call. And I live like 2 minutes away. And you had put a battery in like a year and a half before. And I did this as a surprise. And you put the battery in, but it wouldn't run. But your guy in back took care of it. And I never forgot that. So thank you. God bless you. And this is a great company.
Oh, Connie.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your kind words. And Connie, it was our pleasure to help you.
Yeah. And Connie,
and it was.
I'm glad you called. I'm glad you called because it's good that other listeners hear that thing. I always say that about Brian. He's like the nicest guy. It's a great family business, and I'm just so glad you echoed that to our listeners as well, Connie. I got to go, but thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the call. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye now.
Oh, a couple people saying they got tears in their eyes. I'm going to get tears in my eyes. We're getting a lot of other texts, Brian. We're just about out of time, unfortunately, but that, I think, sums up what you do. I've told
Absolutely.
You this. I don't know if I've ever told you in person, but you really do run a great, nice business. You're a
Thank
good
you.
Guy.
Thank you very much.
And it means a lot to you to help our customers and our listeners out.
Oh, absolutely.
And you've helped a lot of them out over
we
the
do,
years.
We do absolutely the best that we can.
You do. Okay. So it's at 16 West Ogden in Westmont, 630-969-9600. You can call or text Brian the items, too. Yep. Please do that. And we've already got the list of the texts that are coming in. We're going to get those next time when we chat. Okay,
Absolutely.
Brian?
Absolutely. Sounds great, John.